Bishop Mervyn Alexander died yesterday afternoon at St. Angela's home here in Bristol, where he had been retired for the past couple of years. I would like to pay tribute to him as a good and a holy man, who as Bishop of Clifton from 1974 to 2001 guided the diocese through many changes arising from the Second Vatican Council, which was a time of renewal for the life of the Church. He was a man of humility. He was a good and holy man who welcomed me with great friendship when I was appointed as his successor. At the heart of his ministry was the model of the Good Shepherd, Jesus the Good Shepherd, who laid down his life for those he was called to serve. Bishop Mervyn guided the diocese at a time when both the Church and society were changing very much, and in a sense the Church was learning afresh how to communicate the gospel in a language and in a way that people would understand. In that process of renewal, there were many joys and there were some sorrows and tensions. But in all things, Bishop Mervyn was regarded as a man who had great understanding for people. He was very much a human being. He had great respect from people, and he was very much loved by people. He was intellectually gifted, but he was very unassuming about this. He had a great sense of humour which helped everyone put things into perspective. And that humour was not only appreciated by the people of the Clifton Diocese, but also by his fellow bishops, who regarded him with great respect and affection. As a member of the Bishops' Conference, Bishop Mervyn worked generously, particularly in the area of dialogue with people of other faiths and people of no belief. He was regarded by his fellow bishops as someone with wise and considered judgment. After his retirement, Bishop Mervyn asked could he become parish priest of St. Joseph's, Weston-super-Mare. This in many ways was his life's ambition, to do what he had always wanted to do, to be a parish priest who was a good pastor. Our diocese owes Bishop Mervyn a depth of gratitude for his time as bishop. We will all pray that he will come to the fullness of his life in God, and that he may receive his great reward.